Kai is on the phone. Hi, Kai.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for joining us on The Naked Scientist. What do you want to talk about?
Well, my question's about tea.
Okay.
And I hope it doesn't sound too trivial compared to global warming and other world's problems, but if you make a cup of tea and then leave it for a few minutes and drink it all, and if you look back in the mug, you'll see a tea ring, a tea stain, only around the surface of where the tea's been. And my question is, why doesn't it stain the whole of the mug instead of just stains the ring on the top?
Okay, Kai, let me ask you a question. When you look in your kettle, which you've used to boil the water, have you got lots of calcium on the element? Does it fur up?
Not really, I don't think so, no. I don't really tend to look inside the kettle.
Okay. Have you got hard water in your area?
It's in Manchester, so...
Okay, it is a bit hard there. And the thing about hard water is it's got a lot of calcium, and this is in the form of what's called temporary hardness, calcium hydrogen carbonate, Ca,
okay.
And then HCO3 times 2. And this is temporary hardness because when you put hot water, when you put heat into the water, this breaks down and it produces carbonate, calcium carbonate, chalk,
mm-hmm.
and also some more water.
Okay.
And why I'm telling you all this is because those calcium salts can bind to tannin in the tea and produce an insoluble precipitate, and that's called scum. And if you put soap into water, you get scum on the surface, don't you? You notice
yeah.
that you end up with this layer on top of the water. Well, what you're doing is producing natural sort of soap scum in your cup of tea, because the tannins and other things that have also got the dark pigment, the tannin in them,
mm-hmm.
float to the top of the tea, and the calcium binds onto them and makes this insoluble sort of precipitate, these particles which float to the top of the tea, and therefore where the tea is interfacing or hitting the side of the cup, they stick, and that's where you get those rings, a bit like you get rings on a beer glass as you drink a bit.
Yeah.
I saw a great advert actually for beer glasses, and it was I can't remember which type of beer it was, Phil, but it said it had he says something, and then there's this like 1-inch high sort of drink down the side of the glass, this sort of tide mark, and then it says she says something, it's most of the pint. Kai, do you want to go at the quiz?
Yes, please, yeah.
Sound travels 14 times faster in water than it does in air. Fact or fiction?
Say fact.
Unfortunately not. Sound does travel faster in water, but only 4 times faster.
Oh,
OK, yeah. Got to get this one right, OK? There are 1,000 chemicals in a cup of coffee. More than 1,000 chemicals in a cup of coffee. Fact or fiction?
I'd say there's more.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. He says more.
There
yeah, absolutely. And all of those, out of all of those, only 26 have actually been looked at and analysed. And actually half of those tend to cause cancer, so maybe we should be wary about our cups of coffee.
Nice. Thanks for your call, Kai.
OK, thank you.